Welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter B'Tocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lili Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim, Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Horen Ben Moshe, and Lili Nishmas Gittel Basorav Eliezer Manoach. We just finished yesterday a very difficult day and a very difficult period. A period of mourning, a period of introspection, a period of attempting to appreciate the great loss of the Beis HaMikdosh, the Beis Rishon, the Beis Sheni, and the magnitude of the suffering, difficult tragedy of the Golos in which we find ourselves so many long years. One of the most amazing things about this Golos is the fact that after close to 2,000 years, we have not given up hope. We say every Shabbos, amazing, amazing, all Yisrael, wherever there are Jews davening all over the world, Mimkimcha Malkeinu Sofia, Vesimle Cholenu, Ki Mechakim Anachnu Lach. From your place on high, our King, you should appear and reign over us. Let us feel and appreciate your malchus, the fact that you are our ultimate and total king. Why? Because we're waiting. We're still waiting. We continue to wait despite close to 2,000 years of waiting and of disappointment and of continued waiting and strengthening ourselves. And it isn't just Shabbos morning. We say it every day in Shemona Esrei, we say, we ask for the ingathering of the exiles. We ask for the return of the Sanhedrin and the full Torah and glory of Klal Yisrael. We say, Yerushalayim Yiruch Baracha Mitoshu, we should return and rebuild Yerushalayim. We ask for Samach David Abdecho, that the Mashiach should Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, the Mashiach should arise. Tzemach Dovid, the descendant of Dovid HaMelech, to be the Mashiach to redeem us. We say, V'sechezeno einenu b'shul chavetzion v'racham. We should be zeded to see the return of your Shechina with mercy to us, to Yerushalayim. So here we are, close to 2,000 years of a very tormenting and difficult and challenging and painful and frustrating goals with so much opposition, with so much difficulty, with so much challenge, with so many tragedies, with so much oppression. Yet, we're still waiting. To wait. This really says something about the nature of Klal Yisrael. But what do we do when the waiting seems to be, not as excited, not as real, not as passionate, not as realistic? What can we do to change that? How can we make our waiting more intense, more real, more focused? The fact that the suffering of the Golos and the length of the Golos is probably one of the biggest obstacles to anyone's continued confidence. Because look, we're waiting so long, yet it doesn't happen. And I think that we have to take a little bit of a different perspective when we are waiting. And what bothers us with our waiting is, well, if the Rambam wasn't Zeche, and if the Goyim didn't see the Mashiach in his day, and the Chofetz Chaim didn't have it in his day, so, like, who are we? What are we, these people, the giants? What are we going to say? How are we going to think that God does? And I want to share with you just a very interesting thought that I had. I was actually in Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av, and I visited in Sanhedrin the kever of the Aryeh Levin, was known as a famous tzaddik in Yerushalayim. fighters for the establishment of the state and fleeing from the British that were involved in those days. And used to visit them when they were taken prisoner by the British on Shabbat. Union with them. And amazing things that he did. The Chassodim, he was known as the Tzaddik of Yerushalayim. And Tzaddik HaYerushalmi. Anyway, so Rav Ari Levin on his kever, he says, I request of everyone who comes to pray that the Yishtateach, I'll give the time to my grave, to say the Pemoli, to say out the following sentence, Ani ma'amin be'emuna shleimo she'e t'chias ha'meisim ve'eis she'yale rotzen afnei ha'beir yisborach shemoi, so forth, and finish the sentence. As for everyone who comes there, recites the Pemoli, the Ani ma'amin, I believe, in t'chias ha'meisim, that will be eventually was Shiach the Geula, and the revival of the dead. And it occurred to me, why was Rav Arya so particular about having this put on his tombstone? I think the reason is Poshim, because he knew, and rightly so, so many of these not necessarily religious people that he dealt with will be coming to his kever to, on the yard side, at a time to pray for something to daven. And he thought that if they see the animam, it would affect. Why? Because it could be that they wouldn't believe that it's going to happen to them. But to such a tzaddik, to such a person with so much alas abriyos, with so much love, as Rav Arya, they could believe that to him, maybe he will rise. And it occurred to me that that's what we have to think too. If we wish to continue to maintain the trust, the hope, the coming of the Mashiach and of the Golos, then our attitude has to be, it's not going to happen in our merit. We may not deserve it, but we have the merit of the Chofetz Chaim, and we have the merit of the Vilna Goyim, and we have the merit of the Rambam, and we have the merit of the of Ravina and Ravashi and the Tanoim and Amoroyim and all the way back. And therefore, it's in the collective schus of all of these people, especially those that existed from the time of the Chur, that they awaited the Gola, the Geula, they awaited the Mashiach, and they awaited the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, they awaited Hashem to reveal himself to the world. It's in the schus of all of that collectively that the Mashiach will come. I think this is a very important tool. When we start to feel that I don't have the schus for that which I'm awaiting, for that which I'm hoping, for that which I'm desiring, for that which I'm trusting, you have to realize that which will folks, all of the schus that preceded us. He's made a chesed lo alofim. He pays for the chasodim of the always for 2,000 generations, which we have not yet seen by any means from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu's chasodim are being paid to us. And the chasodim of future generations, and all of our ancestors, and all of the great people that tzaddikim, and all of the mesiras, all of this is a collective schus that entitles us actually to the Geula, and in fact the Geula will come, and it may very well come in our day and age, even though I feel that I, and maybe we, are virtually unworthy of it. We may be unworthy, but we have the collective schus generations. I believe that that collective schus of generations is really very important. But we start the Shemoneh Esrei, and we want to start to feel this trust in Hashem. We say that he's Gemel Chasodim Tzedim. He does Chasodim, which are good, no bad, and the Chasodim, all good. V'zeicha Chasodim, v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' making and recreating the world to be able to do chasodim beitim. And the zecher chasodimo, to remember the chasodim of our hobbies. And that all together spells out, or maybe goyel, it may be name, then because of that, it will bring the goyel. If I think that the goyel has to come in my merit, I may very, the geula has to come in my merit, I may very well not know if it's going to happen. But if I know that it has nothing to do with my merit, it's a collective merit of Klal Yisrael, of Deiri Deiris, and that certainly can give me the strength to be hopeful that it will happen in my day and by generation as well. The same thing with persons. We may not think that we have enough schus, therefore I know now I can have enough. But don't underestimate the schus of 2,000 generations with the zecher chasdei avos and the netzer chesed la'avofi b'shmoh beis. And we had grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents who did such things. We're sure there must be so much commitment, so much mitzvah nefesh, and so much avos Hashem, so much avos Yisrael that existed in our ancestry that we should realize that when we want something from Hashem, even if we feel we may not deserve it, but the combined schus of all of our generations can certainly make a difference. Let's hope that we'll continue to be mechakeh anachnu lo until b'koyev yomeinu Mashiach comes. And let us every time that we feel a little bit shaken in our bitochen, revisit the idea that this zecher chasdei avos Hashem, in order to do chesed for us, to remember the chasod of previous generations. And that conglomerate, that combined schus, can entitle us to receive things that otherwise we never would have been privileged to receive. Hashem should help. We should be zecher to be able to find, to keep and contain that bitochen, that the schus avos, the collective schus avos, should stand well for us and for all of Klal Yisrael in all times, in all difficulties.